Lift. Lift. Hip, two, three, four. Hip, two, three, four. Lift. Hip. We're the team at EFR.
We're the team at EFR.
Make the most of what we are.
Make the most of what we are.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
To His glory we now sing.
To His glory we now sing.
Hip, hip, two, three, four, hip. Hip, two, three, four, hip.
All right, you Israelite warriors out there, this is your wake-up call. Shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. This is Wake Up Call. I'm Pastor Steve, my sermon show. And this show is for the 27th of April on Thursday evening. And the title of this sermon is The Reason Why. The reason why what? Well, the reason why we're in such trouble today. The reason why we're in dispersion today. The reason why this country and all the other countries of white Israel are in such a mess. That's the reason why. The reason why what? The reason why. The reason why we're in a mess. The reason why is we're violating the scriptures. We're violating Yahweh's laws. Now, quit picking on us. Well, that's my job. We're violating in our Israelite nations the very first law of nature, each kind unto its kind, that Yahweh gave us. Are we not? You walk down the street and you see all these mixed breeds, mongrels. You go into the Judeo-Christian churches and you see mixed race couples with their mongrel children. In direct violation of Deuteronomy 23:2, shall not come a mamzer, that's 4464, that's a mixed breed or a mongrel, into the congregation of Yahweh, even unto the generation of the tenth, shall not come into the congregation of Yahweh. But they're in these churches. Not only are they in the churches, but you see transsexuals and homosexuals welcomed in. They push this on the devil vision, the Talmud vision. They, in the movies, they push race mixing. Race mixing is a sin, punishable by death according to Scripture. And that's one of the reasons why this country is, and all the countries have gone downhill. The morality is destroyed. But you go into these churches and they have added all sorts of things and are teaching it as doctrine, and they have taken out a lot of things that is true doctrine, but they won't preach it. They delete it. That's part of the reason why. Pardon me a second. Let's go to Deuteronomy 4, verse 2. Doesn't matter what Bible you're using. I'm not going to be picky about the Bible. Use whatever you've got. Go to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 4, verse 2. I will be reading from the Scriptures by the Institute for Scripture Research. Do not add to the word which I command you, and do not take away from it, so as to guard the commands of Yahweh, your Elohim, which I am commanding you. Okay. That's Moses speaking. Old Testament. Let's go to the book of Revelations. And my place marker fell out. Oh, I'm having all kinds of trouble. Revelations 22. Revelations chapter 22. Okay. Verses 18 and 19. For I witness to everyone hearing the words of the prophecy of this book, if anyone adds to them, Elohim shall add to him the plagues that are written in this book. Verse 19, and if anyone takes away from the words of the book of this prophecy, Elohim shall take away his part from the book of life and out of the set apart city, which are written in this book. What set apart city? The New Jerusalem. In the kingdom. When it arrives in totality. Comes down from heaven. And these same churches, all these same churches, they teach that these laws are gone, they're fulfilled, they're passed away. But what does the New Testament say? Let's go to the book of Matthew. Chapter 5, 18. Okay, chapter 5, verse 18. I'm pausing to give you time to turn pages because I want you to read along with me in whatever version you've got. Verse 18. This is Yahshua, the Messiah himself, speaking. And anybody that denies this calls him a liar. Okay. For truly I say to you, till the heaven and the earth pass away, one jot or one tittle shall by no means pass from the Torah, that's the law, till all be done or fulfilled. Okay? You can reference Luke 16, 17 with this. Let's go to Luke 16, 17. And it is easier for the heaven and the earth to pass away than for one tittle of the Torah to fall. But these churches teach that the law has been nailed to the cross. Now let me ask you, have heaven and earth passed away? I say they have not, because here we are. By golly, look at this. Here we sit. And if you're listening to my voice on the computer, then heaven and earth hasn't passed away because you're still here. Now, Yeshua fulfilled the sacrificial requirements for the remission of sin. He finished that. That's completed. And that's done away with, but everything else in the Torah of Moses stands. Everything. But they want to pick it apart. They want to take pieces and parts out that they don't like, that are inconvenient, that might hurt the collection plate. And they have all these non-Israelite people in their so-called churches. And he said, I come not except for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. He didn't say he came for everybody. He came for a specific subgroup of the race of Adam. And Adam does not mean anything except red or ruddy, those who can blush, show blood in the face, Caucasian people. That's the only race that meets that definition. That's it. But yet, the churches teach universalism. And they welcome anybody and everybody and anything into their church, which is against Scripture. But they do not seem to be concerned with keeping the laws of the Scripture. They only seem to be concerned with running their business, which they call a church, and that's what it is. And they worship on the day of the sun god. And Yeshua said, you worship me in vain. Well, if you worship on the day of the sun god and give credence to him, that's worshiping in vain, is it not? They're not keeping the Sabbath day. Whatever day you're keeping on the Sabbath, you are to do no work. I'm not going to argue about when the Sabbath is. I go by Enoch's solar calendar, which EFR offers. And right now, the Sabbath is on what you would call Tuesday, according to the Gregorian calendar. We go by the solar calendar. Others use a different method, okay? But whatever day you're holding holy to the Messiah, do you buy or sell on that day? You go out to eat to a restaurant? Go grocery shopping? What do you do on that day when it's the Sabbath of rest to Yahweh, His day? Whatever day you're using, how do you observe that day? Well, Judeo-Christianity, boy, they meet and they go to church and they're dressed up in their finery, and then they all go out and have a big meal. They go to a restaurant and all eat together and do business on the Sabbath. Their Sabbath, whatever. That's why, the reason why we're in such trouble today. The reason why these are the last days. You go out to the aforementioned restaurant. What's on the menu? Pork chops, lobster, shrimp, catfish, oysters, clams. Violation of Yahweh's food laws. Not suggestions, laws. Law. Commandment. That's one of the reasons why we're in such trouble. That's why we have sickness in our land. That's why we have a lot of illness, because of violations of Yahweh's laws. He has said repeatedly, if you obey me, I will give you all these blessings, but if you do not obey me, I will do this and this and this and add these plagues. And he said in the blessings, I will remove all sickness from your land. But we are not in obedience, so we have all this sickness. Now, we have AIDS. And I'm not going to argue about where it came from. Oh, whether the CIA developed it or blah, 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 blah. Just useless disputations. It's here. Doesn't matter how it got here. It's here. They won't admit that it is almost exclusively a homosexual disease. Blood transfusions can transmit it. If one of these homosexual HIV positive people donated blood and they didn't screen it, and innocent people will be murdered by their poisonous blood, but they don't say that either. Oh no, they won't touch that with a stolen 10-foot pole. And the reason why for that? Because they're special. And you can't say anything about them, and there is a preponderance in the news media and films, etc., etc., Hollyweird, of homosexuals, faggots, queers, perverts, pedophiles. They shape the thought patterns of a huge number of people in this and other nations with their lies that they put out. But do we counter those lies? Do we ever see anybody except the real hardcore preachers saying anything about this? You don't hear this in your regular churches. You hear it a lot among Christian identity pastors hammering on it constantly. And who owns all of these venues? The print media, the TV stations, the radio stations, the magazines, Holy Weird. Why, Edomite, Khazar, mixture, race mixed Jews. Not Israelites, Jews. Jews are not Israelites. Only white Caucasian people are, can be Israelites. No others. They promote that there are black Israelites. That is a lie. the sex industry, porn, Jewish controlled. The gay capital of the world, quote unquote. Tel Aviv, the capital of Israel, the bandit state of the Jews. Sex slavery still going on over there. That's why the world is in decline and we are in such a mess. That's one of the reasons why. And some of us stand up against it. Some of us pay a price for that. Can't get a job. It's on and on and on and on. Persecution. But then the scripture says that we will be persecuted for his name's sake. We have excellent examples in the book of 1 Timothy about a number of things. So I will ask you to turn to 1 Timothy. Okay? The book of 1 Timothy in the New Covenant. Get a little drink of water. The reason why the world is degenerating and going downhill and these are the last days. Well, here's a number of examples. 1 Timothy chapter 1. Chapter 1, verse 5, okay? Verse 5. Now, the goal of this command is love from a clean heart, from a good conscience, and a sincere belief. Verse 6. Which some, having missed the goal, turned aside to senseless talk. Opinions and stuff they pick up off the internet and this and that and all these doubtful disputations and just it's a mess. Verse 7, wishing to be teachers of Torah, understanding neither what they say nor concerning what they strongly affirm. They hear something and they pick it up and run with it, and they quote it as the law. They see something on the internet that sounds plausible, but they don't really research it, and they don't understand the Torah at all. They've never really studied it, but they want to be teachers of the Torah. And they develop hoof and mouth disease often. We hear that. Verse 8 of chapter 1. And we know that the Torah is good if one uses it legitimately. Okay? Don't try to make the Torah say what you want it to say. Quit trying to change the scripture to match your lifestyle, but change your lifestyle to match the scripture. Don't just take a piece and part that you like and ignore the rest. Take something out of a whole passage without conveying the context of the passage. Quote the whole thing. Verse 9, knowing this, that Torah is not laid down for a righteous being, but for the lawless and unruly. We've got a lot of them in the churches today. For the wicked and for sinners, for the wrongdoers and profane, for those who kill their fathers or mothers, for murderers. Verse 10, for those who whore, for sodomites, for kidnappers, for liars, for perjurers, and for whatever else that is contrary to sound teaching. You hear that in your Judeo-Christian churches? No, you don't hear that. Not at all. That might run people off. They might lose something out of the collection plate. Absolutely not. All right. We have Judeo-Christian churches out here and some others that purport to be CI. That have women pastors. Okay? Oh, we're a New Testament Christian church, but they've got a woman up there preaching. Now, I love women, but I'm going to have to say this. Women have a place. Oh, boy. I can hear the hairs going up on the back of the necks and the anger building right now. Okay, feminism bears its fangs. Now, if you claim to be a Christian, a New Testament Christian, then why don't you like what it says in the New Testament? Why don't you obey what it says in the New Testament that is revealed to these preachers by the Holy Spirit? First Timothy chapter 2, verses 11 through 15. Verse 11. Let a woman learn in silence, in all subjection to her husband. Or to the pastor of the church. The man that is the pastor of the church. Oh my! Verse 12. But I do not permit a woman to teach or to have authority over a man. Rather to be in silence. You want to rail about this and be angry? Be angry at Paul that wrote this. Verse 13, because Adam was formed first, then Chawa, that's Eve. And Adam was not deceived, but the woman, having been deceived, fell into transgression. Verse 15. Let me grab that highlighter. But she shall be saved in childbearing if they continue in belief and love and set apartness with sensibleness. Because women are very emotional, and excuse me, but their place is in the home as mothers and nurturers. And home builders. And that is one of the reasons why we are in such trouble today, because the women today have been deceived by these devilish false pastors and what they see on television and by feminism, and they are not keeping their place in Yahweh's grand plan. pardon me, Yahweh's grand plan for them. They want to be equal with men, and they are not equal with men. They are not to do a man's job. They are not to wear pants. They're not to be firefighters. They're not to be policewomen. They're not to be in the military. It's a man's job. And look at the military today. Politically correct and useless. Emasculated. You open a door for a woman to be a gentleman, and you might get punched for that. You pull out a chair for the lady. They don't appreciate that. I've got this. Well, excuse me. The women have become, in a great deal of instances, whorish, the way they dress, showing a lot of their body, which is improper. Well, let's wait a minute. Likewise, that the women dress themselves becomingly with decency and sensibleness, not with braided hair or gold or pearls or costly garments, but with good works, which is becoming for women. For women undertaking worship of Elohim. That's verse 9 and 10 of chapter 2 of 1 Timothy. You don't hear that preached in church. You go in these churches and they've got bare arms and they've got low cut blouses and short skirts or pants so tight that it leaves nothing to the imagination. And that's one of the reasons why we're in trouble today, because of this apostasy. Now, if you're a woman out there listening and you do not do these things, this is not aimed at you. This is for the women that are disobedient and boisterous and bold and try to preach. A woman has no business trying to be a preacher. That is a man's position. And if you don't like that, you can argue with Paul and his teachings. I didn't write this. This is Scripture. And you claim to believe in Scripture, deal with it. Now let's go to chapter 3 of 1 Timothy, starting in verse 1. Trustworthy is the word. If a man longs for the position of an overseer, that's one of the church leaders, okay? He desires a good work. He wants to serve Yahweh. What's the description of an overseer or a deacon in the church? An overseer, then, should be blameless. The husband of one wife, in other words, he doesn't have a harem. That's not permitted today, but back then, they could have more than one wife. Sober, not some drunk or somebody that smokes dope. Sensible, somebody that has good reason. Orderly, in other words, very efficient, good at administration. Kind to strangers, He's welcome. In other words, strangers that come into church, people that are trying to join a church, and able to teach. He should be knowledgeable of Scripture, Old and New Testament, and the Apocrypha, and the meaning of words. He should be a Bible scholar if he's going to teach. Not just following some set little booklet that they issue. He should really know the Scripture and be able to answer questions. Verse 3, not given to wine. In other words, he doesn't drink to excess. No brawler, doesn't get angry and try to start a fight. But gentle. In other words, patient. Not quarrelsome. Not looking for an argument all the time. No lover of money. Greedy, 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 greedy. Now, here's a killer that disqualifies a lot of people. One who rules his own house well. Having his children in subjection with all reverence. Pardon me. My tongue got in front of my eye, teeth couldn't see what I was saying. Reverence. His children are obedient. They are not wild engines running around screaming and hollering and doing all that stuff. And if he says jump, they say how high when he's at home. He's to rule the house. Not the wife. The husband. For if a man does not know how to rule his own house, how shall he look after the assembly of Elohim? Uh-oh. If you got a wife with a mouth on her, and you got kids that backtalk, you're not fit to be a deacon. I'm sorry if that offends anyone. Take it up with Paul. Chapter 4 of 1 Timothy. Verse 1. But the Spirit, that's the Holy Spirit, distinctly says that in the latter times some shall fall away from the belief, paying attention to misleading spirits and teachings of demons. In other words, the Jews' lies. That's what's taught in the Judeo-Christian churches today. Misleading spirits. Oh, we're all brothers. Just give your money and we're all saved. And kumbaya. Speaking lies in hypocrisy, having been branded on their own conscience. In other words, they're speaking lies that are hypocritical, that have been branded on their conscience by the seminary schools that they attended. Preaching BS. Forbidding to marry. What's the Catholic Church do? Priests can't marry, but they can sure fool around with the nuns, can't they? Or little boys. Saying to abstain from foods which Elohim created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. Well, the Nicolaitans said, don't eat this, don't eat that. Oh, you shouldn't eat red meat. What's it say in the Scriptures? Kill and eat. But not pork. Not catfish. Not shellfish. Shrimps, lobsters, oysters. That's forbidden in Deuteronomy, and not one jot or tittle of the Torah shall fail. Remember? everything in context. Know the whole scripture, not just one little piece or part of it. How many do that today? They pick a passage they like. But they don't take the whole scripture. Let's go to chapter 5. Of 1 Timothy. Now, let's set this up here. How many wise men that really know the scripture get laughed at? Oh, come on. I don't believe that. That's just your opinion. But they're quoting scripture. How many people when they see a good work with lots of effort by people that are giving of their time and really making a big effort to serve Yahweh, actually will help support that work, either through their own time, donating time, or through financial support, because it costs money to do things like run EFR. You think this is free? Oh, they give us server time just out of the goodness of their heart. That these people that do all this labor cannot get sufficient support to do the labor, they're going to have to work out in the outside world as Jew slaves, slaves of the Jews, in the system, instead of doing what they're called to do because they can't make it because people won't help them. They'll spend money on beer. They'll spend money on chips. They'll buy new batteries for their TV remote and watch cable TV, which they pay for, which brings garbage into their home. But to help a good, godly work of Yahweh? No. Man, I got to pay my cable bill. Instead of buying a sensible car, they buy the hottest thing on the road with 30-year payments. But donate? Oh, no. I just don't have it right now. I'm maxed out. I'm tapped out, brother. Yeah, brother. Chapter 5, verse 17 of 1 Timothy. Let the elders who rule well be counted worthy of double respect, especially those who labor in the word and teaching. Verse 18. For the scripture says, you shall not muzzle an ox while it treads out the grain, and the laborer is worthy of his wage. But yet people will not support the true ministry. They will spend their money on frivolous garbage and not think a thing of it. But you get a preacher that's really preaching the word, and the world is persecuting and making it hard for him to survive, and you think people will actually help that man that is doing Yahweh's work? Oh, please. But they'll go to their Judeo-Christian church that's preaching lies to them and false doctrine, and they're sitting in a mixed congregation, and they'll put a big donation in that plate to hear garbage. Or they'll watch Joel Osteen on TV and they'll send megabucks to that fool. Or John Hagee. And that's the reason why everything's falling apart. And we're in the last days. I was informed today that there's a Klan leader in Arkansas who's going to turn his church over to his daughter and make her senior pastor. That's the Ku Klux Klan of today. That's not the original Klan. The Klan had a woman's auxiliary and they met separate. And they took their positions and watched the cross lightings. But the stations of the cross by the Klan were all men. Women did not participate in that. It was not their place. Well, they do whatever they do now, and it's the Ku Klux Clowns instead of the Ku Klux Klan. Not a secret organization. It's not well maintained. It's heavily infiltrated. They want to get their smiling face on TV instead of everything being done anonymously. Works of charity. Not what they make the Klan out to be today, but a charitable organization that helped the white folks in their community if they were down and out. And punished white men that were not doing according to the scripture. Oh, but they did this to the blacks. They did more to the whites than they did to the blacks. But they don't tell you that. If you were a drunk and beaten up on your wife and kids and wouldn't work, they'd come around and you'd get a whipping. And if you didn't straighten up, you'd get another whipping. And another one until you straightened up. They took care of business in the white community. That's what the original Klan did. Not the Hollywood movie Klan. Not the Klanettes today. When the Klan came to town to do business, to take care of business, they didn't come in the white robes. That was a ceremonial thing. They came dressed in black on the dark of the moon. And they came and they did their job and they left and that was it. And there was a white family that needed charity that maybe had a house fire and lost a lot of possessions. The kids didn't have clothes. The Klan would come, and when the people woke up in the morning, there'd be boxes of stuff on the front porch by the front door, and a package of money, an envelope full of money. That was the real Klan. But what does a Klan do today? They act the fool. And that's one of the reasons why things have gone down in this country. A lot of things would not have been occurring lately if we had the real Ku Klux Klan in existence today. I'll just tell you that. And if you haven't figured out that I'm an old Klansman, well, I'll just tell you. I am. Back in the day. But now, Sorry. And I'm on to this EFR preaching the word of Yahweh, which was taught in the Klan back then. It was a real Christian organization, a separatist organization. Well, it is useless today. I'm sorry to say that. And if it offends you, that's too bad. I'm not here to be popular. I'm here to teach the word. Because I don't put my trust in any organization whatsoever of mankind. I trust in Yahweh and in Yeshua, my Messiah. My eternal King, which is coming back soon. And one of the reasons why we are in such terrible trouble today is because of lack of repentance on the part of the Israelite people, the white men and women of this nation and other nations. Because they're having their ears tickled and believing lies and listening to the so-called pastors of Judeo-Christianity. And the politicians of today do not serve the people, they serve the system. They are servants of Babylon. And if you trust in politics and politicians, more fool you. If a politician is speaking, he's either lying directly or trying to set you up to be deceived. And you should not trust him. There is only one government that's ever going to be righteous on this earth, and that is the kingdom of Yahweh under the King Yeshua. Everything else is smoke and mirrors and falsehood and greed and Jew controlled. You see what's happened with Trump. Oh, give him time, give him time. Why? He's reversing himself on everything he's doing, and he's got Jews all around him. He is controlled. He is a puppet controlled by the puppet masters, and if the Republicans don't like that, that's just tough. I don't like Hillary at all. She would have been worse. But we didn't get anything good this time either, and haven't for some long time. It has been progressively going downhill because of the apostasy of Israel. That's the reason why. We as a nation, a racial nation, the white Caucasian Israelites must repent. And if we do not, those that do will enter the kingdom of Yahweh and will be written in the book of life. Those that do not will be numbered among the goats and will be cast into the lake of fire, even though they are of Israel. Because they have denied the word of the Father and the teachings of the Son. And those who do not acknowledge Yeshua as Messiah and obey his commandments today, he will not acknowledge before the Father when the day of judgment comes. I am not here to be touchy-feely, warm and fuzzy. I am not angry at the Christian identists that have repented and do obey. I am angry at my people that have not repented and do not listen, that are sitting on the fence. I got bad news for you. That fence is going to be burned up in the last day too, and your butt's going to get burned. It's sitting on it. That's a warning. I can do no more than exhort to righteousness. I cannot force anyone to repent and obey. I am not the example. Yeshua Messiah is the example. Follow his teachings. I quote them here, and I make a conscientious effort every day to be obedient. My life has changed completely. I am not the man I used to be. I am not the man that went to prison. I trusted in firearms. I trusted in the militia. False trust. Trusted in the Klan. Fell apart. I don't trust in men at all. I don't trust in organizations at all. I trust in Yahweh, totally. I don't waste my time by joining things that men have put together. I continue to study the Word constantly. I teach the Word daily. It's all I can do. Yahweh has given me a great deal of knowledge. He has revealed things to me through the Holy Spirit and through heavy, heavy study. And I have a duty now, because I am His called servant, to impart this knowledge to you. Now, if you think I am teaching error, look up what I teach. I give you the verses. Doubt me. Please doubt me. Please look up everything I've told you today. Everything. All these verses. And then if you can show me where I'm wrong, don't quote one little verse out of context, because it pleases you. Read the whole chapter and get the context in which it's spoken, because most of the error comes from taking Scripture out of context and isolating a scripture, when the whole passage is needed for complete understanding. Read the whole thing, not just the part you like. Okay? That is done a lot. It's done in Christian Identity today. There are people in Christian Identity that have gone a little off the path, because they're taking one particular scripture and running with it instead of taking the whole thing. We've got a whole lineup of pastors here at EFR that will set you straight. Everybody, I believe, at EFR is hardcore, two seed line Christian Identity. That's the best I can say. Well, I'm coming down to the end of the hour. I will speak with you again in the month of May on the 4th on my wake-up call show. And my daily word-for-word shows, I will beginning next week with Genesis reruns on the 2nd and the 4th. So, may Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh in all things. Shalom Aleichem.
Lift. Lift. Hip, 2, 3, 4. Hip, 2, 3, 4. Lift. Hip. We're the team at EFR.
We're the team at EFR.
Make the most of what we are.
Make the most of what we are.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
We love Yahweh, He's our King.
To His glory we now sing.
To His